We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for the 8th of February, 2023. And for your Wednesday, cloudy and chilly with waves of showers and storms throughout the day, 1 to 2 inches of rain, and our highs don't get out of the mid to upper 40s. Thanks so much for being here. I'm John Little. Parents of a kid gunned down and killed at schools in Uvalde and Santa Fe are demanding state lawmakers prioritize school safety and approve the money needed to better protect students from gun violence. Here's KRLD's Chris Fox.
Rhonda Hart lost her daughter Kimberly in the Santa Fe High School shooting.
We will have a third school shooting unless somebody in this building pulls their heads out of their third points of contact and does something about gun violence.
Roughly $4 billion is the amount of money State Senator Roland Gutierrez wants to use out of the state's $32 billion budget surplus to expand mental health care access, add an additional 10,000 state cops to create a Texas school patrol.
It also seeks to create and establish a robust mass shooter response training for all public safety entities.
From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Duncanville High School has placed the entire coaching staff for its girls' high school basketball team on administrative leave. KRLD's Stephen Pickering explains.
The Duncanville ISD is investigating a new allegation against former Duncanville High School girls basketball coach Legina Howard. She was suspended by the UIL last year for rules violations and reassigned. As part of the school district's internal investigation, they have placed the current girls basketball head coach and the assistant coaches for the program on paid administrative leave. The district also canceled Tuesday night's final game of the season for the Duncanville Pantherettes against Dallas Skyline. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Testimony continues today in the murder trial of a Garland man accused of taking his teenage son to a convenience store more than a year ago, where the teen gunned down and killed three people and wounded four others.
Daphne Rubio was making tacos when gunfire erupted in the store filled with smoke. She and her sister hit the floor. Her cousin was hit by one of the shots.
He told me, like, oh, I got hit, and I was like, where? And he told me, like, right here, and I was like, oh, let me see, and I started putting pressure, because I saw he had two holes. And I started putting pressure, and then he just started, like, saying that he didn't want to die. And then why was God making that to him?
The person on trial is not the gunman. It's the father of the teenager believed to be the gunman. Richard Acosta is accused of driving his son to the store, then driving him home after the shooting. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It looks like it was lightning that sparked a car fire in Ellis County. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the bizarre update.
A loud bang and then flames. That is what onlookers described seeing and hearing late last night in front of Waxahachie High School, where a truck was apparently struck by lightning. Some onlookers posted videos of the fire. Many have called it, quote, freakishly scary. The flames are 15, 20 feet tall. Rain is pouring down in those videos, and the truck just looks totally gutted. Now, this is not something we see a lot. How common is it? I am not sure. I'm reaching out to Waxahachie Fire. They worked the scene last night. I'm trying to get in contact with the fire chief to learn more and to see what the risk is for getting struck by lightning while you're driving around. I feel like that's some useful information, especially on a morning like this. At this point, it is not clear how many people were in the car at the time of the apparent strike or if anyone got hurt. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, Alliance Airport has finished work on its latest facility that includes a lot of luxurious upgrades. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Perot Field Fort Worth Alliance Airport officially opens its new fixed base operation. Hillwood Chairman Ross Perot Jr. says the new FBO welcomes visitors and clients with open arms.
You should walk through that FBO and have a great feel for Fort Worth, a great feel for what Texas are like and what a great concept Alliance Texas is like.
The FBO includes a flight crew lounge with theater and sleep rooms, private meeting spaces, wireless web conference technology, complimentary snacks and beverages, and concierge-level service.
And if we weren't there to sell you on Alliance, that FBO was to sell that client on its own.
Perot says the FBO is also designed to attract future clients, with visitors putting up buildings and adding to the Alliance Texas program. At Perot Field, Fort Worth Alliance Airport, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the biggest hospitals in North Texas is getting even bigger. Methodist Charlton in southern Dallas has expanded its ER, nearly doubling the number of beds to 70. The hospital's chief executive, Jim Scoggin, explains the renovations include wider hallways and even more ambulance bays.
We have the only trauma centers south of downtown. Magnificent trauma centers. Methodist doesn't grow just for the sake of growing. Everything we do, everywhere we go, there's a need.
Methodist Charlton started construction on ER expansion in 2020 and should be ready to open next week.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.